from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 8 o'clock. I'm Eric Scott. A highly controversial bill has gotten the initial okay from an assembly committee. The proposed law looks to crack down on what they term misinformation in the doctor's office, making it subject to disciplinary action. But the big debate is, what do we accept as fact? What's considered nonsense? And who is the final arbitrator of that?
A major challenge in public health today is the spread of misinformation, says bill sponsor Assemblyman Herb Conaway.
And this misinformation makes it very difficult for public health entities to actually do the job that they're assigned to do, tasked to do, and that is to advance the public health.
Many individuals and groups say this bill goes too far. Gregory Quinlan with the Center for Garden State Families says the government should not be involved in this.
Just because there's one nut out there that says there's microchips in a vaccine, we don't need a brand new law.
Dean Alflamia, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Six Flags Great Adventure still not commenting or offering any explanation of why their popular Fright Fest Extreme is not fully ready to go. On Facebook, Six Flags says the event is in preview mode and not all attractions are open due to unforeseen circumstances. Multiple requests for more details have gone unanswered. Six Flags has not said when they expect Fright Fest to be fully operational. New Jersey's Attorney General is making major changes within the state's top law enforcement agency.
Attorney General Matthew Plackin says he's moving the state police's HR department from under its control and into his department, while also ordering reforms to its hiring process. The state police has long been called an old boys network, which discriminates against women and minorities. The move comes after two reports cited widespread complaints of discrimination. Plackin says the state police also has to come up with a better way for employees to report complaints of misconduct within the organization. Lisa G.
New Jersey 101.5 News Time, 8:02. New Jersey Fast Traffic is next. Now, New Jersey 101.5 Instant Weather.
We've got cloudy skies and raindrops in the forecast today. Looks like scattered showers will come into play later on. Wettest corner of the state to the north and west. High temperatures today on the cool side, 65 to 70 degrees. Another push of showers and maybe a rumble of thunder tonight as temperatures slowly rise, lows in the mid-60s. Mostly cloudy, warm and humid tomorrow, 75 to 80, with an isolated shower or thunderstorm possible at any time. New Jersey weather made possible by the Jersey Shore Boat Show. The best deals of the year are at the Jersey Shore Boat Sale and Expo. Boats for every budget, September 27th through the 29th at Shoretown Ballpark, home of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Tickets at jerseyshoreboatexpo.com.
Jersey City 63, Woodbridge 63, Pemberton is 64. Download our mobile app for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts. Sent to your phone, customized for your neighborhood. Stay informed with New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.